And well, we have the Zonta Club in the Hunter Valley at the moment. They're doing some great things, supporting local women's refuges, also looking after white ribbon activities across Australia, and basically doing a lot of great work. We've got a couple of visitors to the Hunter and Australia at the moment that'll be a part of the conference very shortly for the Zonta Club. Firstly, it's Uta Schultz from Zonta International. Good morning to you, Uta.
Good morning.
Oh, hang on. I'll turn your microphone on. That will help. Let's try again. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here. Thank you.
And also from the Democratic Republic of Congo, also it's Dr. Luke. Now, you wear lots of different hats. You're a pastor, you're also a doctor, and you're an MP there.
Yes, please.
How do you manage to keep all of those things in check? Well, that's a lot of jobs.
Yes, it's a lot of jobs, but I'm lucky because I have people who are working with me.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, she's helping me with many, many things there. So in mission, in healthcare and development, we have more than 70 staffs.
Wow.
Who are working in different departments. So,
and of course, yeah. the area that you're working in is mission in healthcare and development. So what are conditions like in Congo generally?
Thank you. Mission in healthcare and development is a community-based organization. We started in 2010 in Congo. And as you know, my country, Democratic Republic of Congo, was suffering from the war from 1994 to 2004. And that make many children and women to suffer.
Mm.
And that is why we start this organization. So the objective is to reduce poverty and to promote human activities. So we have several activities, among them, bathing kit distribution.
Excellent, which is great to see that good work going on.
Yes.
Uta, if I can go back to you for a moment. Zonta International, for those who may not know quite what you guys do, what are some of the activities that Zonta promote?
Yeah, Zonta International is an international human rights organization, and we focus on women and girls. That means we have projects on local and international level just to support women and girls. And our vision is that we live in a world in which women's rights are recognized as human rights and every woman is able to achieve her full potential.
Because I guess in some parts of the world that's not necessarily the case, hence the work that you need to do.
No, I think it's necessary in every part of the world. And we also have scholarships for women who are making a PhD in man-dominated subjects. So it's not only that we have projects in the poorer countries, but we also want to advocate for women in profession on a high level, because we think that in every subject we want to promote women, that they have the rights and can develop their full potential. And Zonta, the Australian districts are working together with Dr. Luke, because the Australian Zonta clubs have a common project with the birthing kits of Dr. Luke, and that is the connection between the two of us.
Sure. So just before we wrap up, Dr. Luke, can you tell us about the birthing kits and where that's all coming from?
Thank you very much. The birthing kit is a small kit which is help women, especially traditional midwives,
mm-hmm.
to deliver the woman in good condition. So inside there is a small soap, there is a plastic plastic sheets, if I can call it like that.
Mm-hmm.
There is medical gloves, and
so basically all of the things that you need to get the process happening.
Need, yeah,
sure. And so you guys are at the Zonta conference. What can we expect at the conference when you guys are here?
Zonta is one of the organizations that has been supporting so much Bathing Kit Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And Bathing Kit Foundation starts in Zonta groups, women groups. And right now we have been distributing more than 150 bathing kits in Democratic Republic of Congo. And that is why I'm here to tell the world, Australia, that there is a group called Zonta that are doing good job to reduce infant mortality rate in Democratic Republic of Congo and promote women activities. Because among the projects that we are doing is not only to distribute kits or bathing kits, but also we have the project like microfinancing. We train young girls or traditional midwives. So it's like a full package on poverty reduction and improving women life in general.
Look, it all sounds like some great works and some things that are definitely needed. And thank you guys for making an appearance with us here today, but also at the Zonta conference upcoming very soon. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Uta Schultz and also Dr. Luke from the Democratic Republic of Congo here for the Zonta conference. 2NURFM, it's 28 to midday.